You're listening to the Tools for the Modern Man podcast. If you're looking for the tools to deal with the challenges of this ever-changing modern world, you're in the right place. Now let's get it going.
Welcome to the Tools for the Modern Man podcast. I'm your host, Pete Beskus. And today, I want to talk about a topic that might be sore points for a lot of people. It was for me, but are you cut out for management? Really is what I want to focus on here. My buddy Rob and I used to talk about this all the time about, you know, coming up through corporate or the ranks as an engineer. You see a lot of people in management positions who have no business being there. You see it everywhere. It doesn't matter, like across the board. And, you know, you're always thinking to yourself, oh, I can do a better job than that guy. I can do a better job than that guy. In fact, I actually think that poor management is what drives a lot of people out of corporate, out of businesses to go start their own thing because they're tired of it. They're sick of it. But you see it time and time again. What makes somebody think that a really, really good technician, someone who's really, really good at their job, is going to make a good manager? And I've learned a lot about this in the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 years, as I've been exploring coaching, as I've been working in different sectors, as I owned my own business, you know, and as I kind of stepped away from my previous career in oil and gas, it was just really interesting to see how I've evolved from when I worked in corporate to where I am now, and how I had to learn an entire new skill set in order to put myself in a position to manage people properly. And not just complete projects. And I think that's where we also confuse it, because management isn't just completing projects. That's how you get measured. Those are the metrics. But it's about leading a team. It's about managing people and managing expectations. And I think that's another thing too, when we think about management, is have you learned the skills to manage other people's expectations? Have you learned the skills to manage your own expectations? And do you have the strengths and skill sets to utilize the people on your team, you know, to the best of their abilities, and motivating them as well at all the other things? But I'll kind of go back to, what is it that prompts us to move someone from really good at what they're doing to a manager? And I think it starts with ego. You know, I talked about this last week, where ego is the enemy, and ego is one of those things that really gets us in trouble. And I think it does here. You'll get somebody who's, you know, 10, maybe 12, 15 years doing really, really good work, and they execute on time, and they're really diligent, and they're detail oriented, and they're really good at what they do. They're the A student, let's call them. But unfortunately, A students typically make really, really bad managers. And I'll tell you why. One of the reasons why is they think that nobody else can do work the way that they can do the work. And in a lot of cases, they're right, because they're so good at what they do. So when they take themselves out of the working part of the equation to the managing part of the equation, they really don't know how to do that. That's not what they've been training for 10 years, 12 years, 15 years in. They've been working really hard at their craft. They've been working hard. They've been going to conferences on, whether it's geology or conferences on engineering practices. And I've been to those conferences, and there aren't any leadership talks in there. There aren't any how to manage your team better talks in there. Those soft skills that are taught or talked about, they're rarely taught, often talked about, don't really get layered in as you progress along your career trajectory. You know, some people go and they get an MBA, and they think that I got three little letters and now I'm ready to manage. And you might be ready to manage, but you're also not ready to lead. And I've also learned that from the slew of, you know, MBAs that I've seen come across my career. So what does it mean, like, for you to assess if you're cut out for management? Well, what is the impetus for us to want to get into management? And I think it's that carrot. You see managers get paid more than rank and file. That's across the board, however you cut it. So when a person is kind of maxed out in their career trajectory, you know, they can either stay where they are and just coast for the next 20 years But I believe for most of us, that just doesn't work out very well. And it gets very exhausting. It gets, demotivating. That's where burnout happens. That's where all of the negative feelings come, resentment, watching your peers, keeping up with the Joneses, those kind of things. And at some point, you make that jump, and it's logical. It's the next step. The next step is, well, can I do it better than that person? And oftentimes, I think we think that, I know I did. When I reached kind of the end of my technical arc, I started looking at my managers and, my executives and everything else. And there are times when I was like, yeah, there's no way I can do what my executive did. I remember one of my bosses, Darren. I always looked at him and I was like, yeah, I don't want to do what you do. I was, in my late 30s. I wanted the money. I wanted the bonuses. I wanted that kind of stuff. But when I saw the work that he was doing, I'm like, I don't want that work. I didn't want to be that person, and I didn't want to be in that role. Funny enough, fast forward 10 years, and I'm in a different, completely different mindset for that kind of stuff. But at that time, I was mindful enough and self-aware enough to see the gap. However, I still didn't have any of the tools to really lead and step into that leadership role. I had some of them. I did better than others, especially in the engineering field, where I don't think you see a lot of people assume that leadership. They just lead with data, lead with facts, and just hope, and they expect you to follow with them, follow along. And I'm sure any of you who've worked with engineers or scientists or, computer people can attest to that. We like to hit you with facts, and we like to beat you over the head with them and beat you into submission with our data. That's not how business works. That's not how corporations work. That's not how small business work. That's not how anything works. You have to be able to get buy-in. You have to be able to get people to see what the objective is, to know what the mission is. You have to be able to articulate what does done look like. I learned that from, reading Brené Brown's Dare to Lead, is that, one of the things that she always implemented was, what does done look like? I don't know any manager that I worked with in my 20 years in oil and gas ever asked me, what does done look like as a measure of success? There was always, here's how much money you have to spend, here's what we have to hit as production targets, go. And they didn't care how you get there. They were just like, get it done, right? So feelings weren't involved, motivation wasn't involved. Yeah, it was nice, it can keep your team kind of happy, but those numbers were the most important. And at the end of the day, that's because the mission of those corporations were shareholder returns, return on shareholder value, stock price, EBITDA, debt to cash flow ratio, all of those things, right? So when you speak in those terms and that's your vision, if not everyone's aligned, that's when you start to get disgruntled employees and start disgruntled people. And I think this is where you have to ask yourself, if you're a technician, if you're sitting there right now and you're really, really good at what you do, is that how you want to pivot your mission, your personal objective for your career? Very rarely have I seen, and this happened in my career as well, where I was completely aligned with the company throughout my entire tenure there. Usually I was in and out very quickly. And the only time I stayed somewhere long term was when I was aligned with them. And even then, when I got to a point in my arc where my role had changed into more of a, like, let's keep like a shepherd. I was just shepherding projects. I was just shepherding budgets. I was just, keeping things from blowing up. That didn't align with me. And when you're sitting there trying to manage vanilla, it gets really boring. It gets, the challenge is gone, the excitement's gone. And there is a component for challenge and excitement. And I see that now with a lot of my friends, a lot of people who, we all kind of get to different stages at different times. But when they're in a holding pattern, as a manager or as something like that, they can get really bored and they can get really dissatisfied. And they're not doing themselves any favors. And they're also not doing the people that they're managing any favors, because they don't have the motivation and they don't have the vision to help drive that forward. And that kind of goes back to, are you cut out for this? I think once you make that decision to step into management, you have to be thinking about the long game. you know, I did a book review on The Infinite Game by Simon Sinek, and you have to be thinking long-term, am I aligned with this leadership group? Am I aligned to be a manager here, to motivate people? Do I believe in what's going on? Or is this just a paycheck? And if you manage, you're right now a manager, if you're sitting at your desk or you're sitting in your car and you're like, oh, I'm driving to my work and I'm middle management, and you're only doing it for the paycheck, I'm talking to you, you're not a good manager. You are probably failing everyone around you. And I can say that because that was me. I can honestly embrace that there was a period of my career at the end of my oil and gas tenure where I wasn't a good manager because I couldn't care anymore. I just didn't care. It was like, these metrics don't matter to me. That vision statement doesn't matter to me. You know, the people on my team still matter to me. I wanted to see them do well, to see them succeed. But when all of that stuff was taken away, you know, it just wasn't working anymore. And I didn't know, I didn't have the skills, I didn't have the ability to grow into a new form of, you know, leader. I just saw it as managing budgets, you know, managing spreadsheets. Forensic accounting is what I call it sometimes, right? And I think that's what you get into. So be careful what you wish for when you are sitting in that place that I want to get from here to there. Really understand what it is you try to want to move out of your current place, your current situation to become. You know, I know when I was sitting there, I was staring down a couple of different avenues. You know, one was, you know, I always had that entrepreneurial spirit. Now, in practice, it's a lot different than it is when you're sitting behind your desk wishing for it. And I'll definitely have a podcast episode on, you know, the illusions of entrepreneurship. But when you're sitting there and you're thinking to yourself, like, how do I improve as a manager? Or do I even want to be one? I'm going to ask you a few questions. And it kind of goes back to, I think, first principles, basics, which is like, what are your core values and what are your strengths? What are the things that you do really, really well? And I don't believe in a carbon copy leader. I don't believe in a carbon copy manager. Like, you don't have to, you can lead and you can manage perfectly fine with your style and your skill strength, but you have to like it. You have to like the idea of motivating a group of people. You have to like the idea of having people complain to you, and you trying to solve their problem, you know, as opposed to trying to run away from their problems. So, you know, for me, what I found exciting, what I find interesting about, you know, being in a management position now is I see everything as a complex problem. So for me, it's no different if it's a technical problem or if it's a human problem. It all's the same to me now. I'm just like, oh, how can I help you to overcome that obstacle, right? Like, let's identify the obstacle. Let's game a plan around it. Let's, you know, let's try and let's see, let's break a few eggs. And that is how I get motivated to be able to show up for people in a people capacity. And it's how I teach leadership. You know, it's about getting into the trenches. It's about, you know, putting yourself in somebody else's shoes and teaching that empathy and teaching that kind of reflection and self-awareness. And I think that's the work that you have to do if you really want to take that next step, because with the money comes the problems. What was it? More money, more problems. And that's really what happens when you're just grasping for the management ring because you want that title or you want that cash bonus or you want that everything else. It's not glamorous. And the title wears off very quickly. So be mindful of that. So if you're that person right now who is sitting there going, oh no, maybe I made a mistake, I'm going to say you didn't. I just think that you need to reframe how you want to be a manager if you are sitting there right now and you're struggling. So I really, again, if you have any questions, if you want to talk, if you want to have a conversation around this, drop me a line, send me an email at pete@bestbusinessconsultant.com or come to my website and check things out. I am running a free resume workshop this Thursday. So you can get that. I'll attach that into the link below in the show notes. But otherwise, I hope you all have a great week and I will talk to you next time on Tools for the Modern Man. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Tools for the Modern Man podcast. If you like what you heard today, drop me a review on iTunes or share it with a friend. And if you want to learn more about working with me, you can always look me up at www.petebeskus.com. Thanks, and see you all next week.